This is KAXE, broadcasting to the small towns of northern Minnesota like Virginia, McGregor, Deer River, and Solway. We are people-powered radio, and you can join us at kaxe.org. So that first tune, I had the inordinate privilege of hearing in person, Pajarita, Little Bird, live last weekend in Bozeman, Montana. That was written by John J. Roberts and his band Pan Blanco for John's daughter. They've salsaed up that tune's rhythm even more live, and that's from their Sol y Pimenta release. Delicious stuff. In the middle there was Sway Wild's Sugar Bird. They wrote that for their resident hummingbirds. And we followed that up with Minneapolis's Take That Back, that duet between Joan Hutton and Sue Orfield, those twin saxophones, and a tribute to their childhood playhouse bats. That's from their latest release called Splash. Support for this program comes from Sanford Health, with primary care locations in Bemidji and across the upper Midwest. Sanford Health is committed to providing care close to home. Learn more at sanfordhealth.org. We receive support from Lakeland PBS, offering 24/7 PBS Kids programming, the PBS Kids video app, educational resources for teachers, parents, and more at lptv.org. What's next? It's not that every set needs a theme, but these next tunes are strung together because they are ones I can always listen to on repeat one. Can you still do that? Yes, you can still do that. I was thinking about growing up on CDs, and that was a button you'd push, and they preserve that feature in most of our applications now, haven't they? Thank you. This is KAXE, broadcasting to the small towns of northern Minnesota like Tower, Hill City, Waubun, and Crosby. We are people-powered radio, and you can join us at KAXE.org. So that last tune was from Vega Trails. They're from the UK, and they closed out that set with Murmurations from their latest release, Sierra Tracks. If you need more of what they bring, you can find them all over Bandcamp with sounds like that. Before them, we heard bassist Adam Ben Ezra's Chasing the Rabbit. He identifies as a bassist, but the reality is he played almost every instrument on that track, on that album, that 2020 release called Hide and Seek. And then kicking us off that set was this unending conversation between guitar and violin from Mudsong. That was Going Toward the Sun from their Reverberations. KAXE would like to thank the many local businesses for their steady support during this time of state and federal funding cuts. We appreciate you, business sponsors. Thank you for helping us keep people-powered radio on the air. Are you interested in becoming a sponsor? You can email sponsors@kaxe.org. This next set of tunes are new to my own playlists in the last few months, and I can't get enough of them right now. I hope at least one of these tunes, that's true for you. This is KAXE, broadcasting to the small towns of northern Minnesota like Langby, Deer River, Cotton, and Baxter. We are people-powered radio, and you can join us at KAXE.org. That last set took us from New England to Norway to the San Francisco Bay. We started off with the Acoustic Nomads, who met in music school out east, and then we stopped by to listen to La La Lars and the song Lugn I Stormen. Possibly that's how you say that, but I know that it translates loosely to calm in the storm. Then we strolled with Stephen Lugener's sluggish ensemble while he walked his bass clarinet along San Francisco's Stowe Lake Drive. We received support from Bemidji Symphony Orchestra, a community orchestra servicing north central Minnesota, bringing classical music to audiences and providing performance experience for musicians. More at BemidjiSymphony.org. Just checking the time here. We are rounding out. We've got about 19 minutes left of some jazz for you. And I thought I would just play this one sweet lingering tune for you as we wind down this evening's tunes. This is KAXE, broadcasting to northern Minnesota, like the sweetheart towns of Emily, Virginia, Effie, Isabella, and Aurora. We are People Powered Radio, and you can join us at KAXE.org. The Bad Plus gave us that tune so generously. And here's what you should do if you loved it. You should go see them at their annual holiday series at the Dakota in the Twin Cities and listen to that tune all over again in the hands of their saxophone player this time, not the piano. Totally different experience and yet also the same. What's going on around town? All of our towns, I wondered. The Tally Gallery of Bemidji State University is hosting a retrospective exhibit of the work by Marley Call. There's an opening reception this week on Thursday, September 4th from 4 to 7 at the gallery. It's located in Bridgman Hall on the BSU campus. This exhibit looks back at Call's 60-year artistic journey with some never-before-seen works, and it will be on display through October 30th. Local author Anne Marie Erickson is celebrating the launch of her new book, In the Evening We'll Dance, a memoir in essays on love and dementia. It's Thursday, September 4th at 7 p.m. at the McCrosty Arts Center in Grand Rapids. Erickson will read brief excerpts of the book and sign copies. Woodcut print artist Dan McLaughlin has work on display at the Brainerd Public Library through the end of September. And the Metza Garden in Virginia has a fall plant sale and produce swap this coming Friday, September 5th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. The garden is located on Bailey Lake on 3rd Street North. So much going on this week. McCrosty Arts Center in Grand Rapids is hosting an opening reception for the group exhibit Expressing Grief. That's Friday, September 5th from 4 to 7 p.m. There'll be five regional artists come together to honor the experience of grief in its many forms. And then the Clearwater County History Center in Shevlin invites you to an open house for National Grandparents Day, which is next Sunday, September 7th from 1 to 4 p.m. You can enjoy a car show, wagon rides, and refreshments. You can even make your own ice cream. This has been your volunteer host, Maymay, and I want to thank you so much for letting me soundtrack a portion of your evening with these lyricless yet lyrical tunes. We're going to head out tonight atop a righteous groove recorded live by Austin Snarky Puppy. It's from their concert they recorded at London's Royal Albert Hall. And this is a tune called Zavi.